Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast, well, looks like we're going to have a nice day today. We'll get the details coming on that in a few minutes. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has refused to budge on requiring bus drivers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or tested weekly, despite the possibility his mandate could worsen the state's driver shortage. Lamont ruled out pushing back Monday's deadline for school bus drivers to either get a schedule or first dose of a vaccine, or alternatively produce negative of test results at least once a week to give drivers more time. The same applies to state employees in the executive branch, pre-K through 12 teachers and school staff, and child care workers covered under the same emergency order. Lamont said he does not expect any problems getting students to school today due to bus drivers refusing to comply with his vaccine or testing mandate. Meanwhile, the governor says Connecticut is prepared to deliver Pfizer COVID-19 booster shots even in larger numbers after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed the extra shot for more Americans than anticipated. Lamont said the state will adapt its distribution plans after the CDC authorized Pfizer-BioNTech boosters for essential workers in addition to older and medically vulnerable Americans. He said the state has ample COVID-19 vaccine administration capabilities to handle the increased number of Connecticut residents who will become eligible for a Pfizer booster once they are 6 months past their last of initial two Pfizer doses. While Cornwall is known for its iconic covered bridge, another bridge has been the focus of townspeople over the past year. The refurbishment of the smaller bridge on Cogswell Road has brought out a lot of concerns. Both neighbors of the span and those from other parts of town have expressed dismay that the historic structure no longer has its original charm and appeal. They object to the heavy galvanized steel that replaced the stone. The topic was again raised at this week's Board of Selectmen's meeting when First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said he'd met with Bruce Bennett, who is part of the group seeking modifications to the current look. Quote, "I didn't support the request in our conversation," end quote, said Ridgway. Quoting here, "I ran their recommendations before an engineer who didn't think it was a good approach," end quote. Sparks flew at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last week in Norfolk when First Selectman Matthew Riska filed an incomplete application for a special permit use for the transfer station property for processing materials. Riska contested Land Use Officer Michael Halloran's assertion that a special exemption is needed for the site, arguing the land has been owned by the town since 1886 and has been used for a town farm, landfill, transfer station, and a location to store materials and get road maintenance. He said all those uses predate zoning, which would make them grandfathered uses. Halloran said Riska was informed that a special permit is needed, as well as a permit from the Inland Wetlands Commission. Riska insists the wetlands are not an issue at the site, and he will not apply for that permit. Dutchess County ended a summer soured by deadly spikes in COVID-19 cases. With optimism, for the first time since August 12th, the county's number of active cases dipped below 700 at the start of the week and remained there through Wednesday, the first day of fall. The trend comes as temperatures begin to drop, daylight shortens, and residents are entering a period in which more events will be held indoors, which health officials say can contribute to a greater risk of virus spread. Columbia County has announced completion of an energy efficiency project at the county public safety building that carries significant environmental benefits and cost savings for taxpayers. The $2.7 million project, completed on time and on budget, will result in annual savings of over $138,000 and is expected to pay for itself over the life of the project, financing with annual energy reductions. In addition, utility contributions to the energy savings project will add another $80,000 in savings for that project. The Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation has a new grant cycle for Bridging Divides, Healing Communities Initiative. Awards aim to help put new community building ideas into motion. The foundation will award grants of up to $3,000 to support small-scale community-based actions such as virtual forums, service projects, and artistic and cultural activities. The Bridging Divides, Healing Communities Initiative includes a firm challenge with $3,500 in cash prizes, now open to young people ages 14 to 24 at youthfilmchallenge.com, and a recent speaker series on topics of the race, social cohesion, and the media's role in polarized times. The Blessing of the Animals, which is held at the Rolof Jansen Historical Society, has been postponed till next year. The Blessing of the Animals was postponed as an outbreak of highly contagious canine influenza is taking place in New York State. to ensure the health and safety of pets and the library people, attendees, and employees. They strongly recommend you contact your local veterinarian. Coming up today in Kent, Housatonic Resource Recovery Authority at 1, Inland Wetland Special Meeting at 7 p.m. In Cornwall today at 4 p.m., Cornwall Affordable Housing Plan via Zoom. Cornwall Zord of Appeals Meeting happens via Zoom tonight at 7 p.m. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Board of Education has a meeting. At 6:30, the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has a meeting. In Millerton, New York, a regular meeting for the board comes up at 6 p.m. tonight. In Sharon, the Historic District Commission has a meeting that is set for 6 p.m. tonight as well. Conservation Commission in Sheffield meets tonight at 7 p.m. Coming up tomorrow in Canaan Falls Village, the Special Board of Finance Committee meeting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Tomorrow in Sheffield, the Cultural Council has a meeting at 4 p.m. In Sharon tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen at 5:30. The Board of Finance also have a meeting set for 5:30 tomorrow. Dover Union Free School District has a meeting tomorrow at 6 o'clock. In Cornwall tomorrow, the Economic Development Committee meets at 7:30 p.m. The Sharon Hospital and New Vance Health will host a community update from 5:30 till 7 p.m. on Wednesday via Zoom live stream video. The President, Dr. Mark Herko, and members of the leadership team at New Vance Health and Sharon Hospital will share important updates regarding new investments and transformative plans for the future. Participants are encouraged to submit questions in advance by emailing sharonhospital@newvancehealth.org or calling 845-554-1734. A copy of the digital presentation will be accessible on their website following the event. For more information, 845-554-1734. In Dover, on Wednesday, the Town Board has their regular meeting. A special meeting of the Town Board of Hillsdale will be happening on Wednesday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Weavetuck School District meets on Thursday, a financial aid night at the High School Library at 6 p.m. Salisbury Congregational Church presents their Meeting House Music Meditation, a half hour of music for quiet reflection, free to the public at 12 noon on Friday. It's held at the Salisbury Congregational Church in Lakeville. Also, a reminder that on Friday, October 1st, Friday, October 15th, and Friday, October 29th, Region 1 has permission to give vaccinations. Each one of those clinics will be held at the high school from 3 till 7 p.m., offering all three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, as well as a booster vaccination for eligible populations, according to the CDC. Haystack Book Festival takes place in Norfolk at the library Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Live streaming and in person. For more information, you can go to facebook.com Haystack Book Festival. The Stockbridge Library has their annual book sale on October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the library front lawn, Main Street in Stockbridge, stockbridgelibrary.org. The Ankrum, Ankrumdale, and Boston Corner Hamlet Planning Groups invite you to an informational meet-and-greet party on Saturday from 4 to 6 at the Surface Library on Route 7 next to the Ankrum Post Office in Ankrum, New York. Because of COVID, they're erring on the side of caution, asking you to bring your favorite beverage and snack for your own consumption, along with a mask if you wish to enter the gallery. RSVP to corcoran@j@gmail.com. Kent Memorial Library presents Kent Quiz Night, Saturday, October 2nd at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. Proof of vaccination is required for entry. It will be held at the Connecticut Antique Machinery Association, 31 Kent Cornwall Road in Kent, Connecticut. The quizmaster will be Shara Marshall, MC Steve Penner, to form a team of four and give it a name. It's $50 per team, $60 at the door, plus a bottle of wine. You may register in person at the library or online at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And also underwritten by Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 34,798.00, the NASDAQ at 15,047.70, and the S&P 500 at 4455.46. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.